Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
Hey, good morning. 909 on KDXU. I'm Andy Griffin. Mello Finlinson is here as well. Hi, Melody.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great.
McCray Hepler will be joining us in about 20 minutes here on the Andy Griffin Show. But for a little while, we're just going to chat about a couple of things, interesting things in the news. So yesterday, Mello, I wrote a story on 890kdxu.com, and it's similar to, do you remember we talked about the woolly mice a couple of weeks ago?
I do.
Well, that same company, Colossal Biosciences, again, sounds like the bad guys in a superhero movie, right? Colossal mm-hmm. Biosciences. Anyway, they have come up with their next big thing. It is the dire wolf. The dire wolf has been extinct for 10,000 years.
Oh, my.
But they are somewhat popular because they're in fantasy video games and in the Game of Thrones. I don't know. Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
No.
I never watched it either,
mm-hmm.
but apparently dire wolves were a thing. But they're very large wolves. Some of them up to 400 pounds, but this Colossal Biosciences found the DNA, found an old tooth from a dire wolf from thousands of years ago, extracted the DNA, but when you get something that's that dead DNA, they have some gaps they have to fill in. So they took the gaps from a gray wolf, which is the closest known living relative of the dire wolf, and filled in the gaps with a gray wolf DNA, and what they came up with were these two puppies, these two dire wolf puppies that they've now let go in the wild. And it's a wilderness reserve area. And I forgot where they said it was, Arkansas or something like that. Anyway, and it has 10-foot fences around it and everything. And anyway, like I said before, Mello, with the woolly mouse is, they were so busy, like Ian Malcolm said in Jurassic Park, they were so preoccupied with whether or not they could that they never stopped to think whether or not they should.
Right. Well, my question is, did they name them Adam and Eve?
No, I think they're named, I think, Remus and Romulus or something like that. But
are they both males? Did they do a male and a female?
I don't know.
Sorry,
no,
too many questions.
I have no idea.
But
I would like to know that. They are bringing back a species that has been extinct, sort of. One of the things that is a very bad habit, and I don't recommend it, but it's still kind of fun, is reading the comments when somebody posts something up on X or Facebook or Insta or whatever. And the comments around the Colossal Biosciences tweet about their new dire wolf pups were... Well, they were pretty funny, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them were right exactly what we're talking about. Should they do this? Is this something that we should be, you know, I mean, Mother, there's a reason they went extinct, right? And Mother Nature, you know, is Mother Nature. And if a species went extinct, maybe it's not supposed to be here, especially if it had really nothing to do with man, the dire wolves going extinct. So.
I don't know. I think it's pretty cool.
I think
if they can.
Is there a line? I mean, are we going to bring back, like in Jurassic Park, are we going to get some dinosaur DNA, throw in a little chicken to fill in the gaps, and boom, you're there, or what?
That's a good question, and I like the dire wolf. I wouldn't like a Tyrannosaurus Rex, so.
Yeah. Velociraptor roaming the streets?
No.
You throw a little human DNA in the Velociraptor so they can think better, maybe?
No.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, that is scary because they are kind of like playing God, right?
Let me read a couple of the comments. This was on X. I would say there's a reason things went extinct that long ago. Why flirt with potential issues bringing things back? It's a Pandora's box. That was WH. Let's see. Here's another one. Have we not learned anything from the Jurassic Park movies? They're just movies, right? This person, getting a little technical, they said, while these genetically engineered wolves exhibit physical and behavioral traits reminiscent of dire wolves, they are not true dire wolves. The genetic modifications introduce specific dire wolf characteristics into the gray wolf genome, resulting in animals that are essentially gray wolves with selected phenotypic traits of dire wolves rather than exact replicas of the extinct species.
So they need to start naming it like a golden doodle, but somehow with a wolf.
There you go.
Dire.
A lot of the comments surrounding the post were, okay, can you do X next? What you know, dodo bird was high on the list. The woolly mammoth was high on the list. And then, of course, the inevitable references to dinosaurs and Jurassic Park. And,
That was a traumatic movie for a lot of people.
The original one was, Ian Malcolm always used to say, the other thing he always used to say is nature finds a way, right? Mm-hmm. And you can put 10-foot fences up, but introducing a new dire wolf into the ecosystem of the world, is that, do you think the fences are going to contain him? I don't.
Right.
I don't know.
400 pounds, that's a large animal.
Yeah, now these ones are not that big, the ones they created, but the original dire wolves were very, very large, bigger than a man. Imagine a wolf bigger than a man.
No, thank you. Okay, so I'm against that now that I think about the size and scope.
Yeah. Another thing that came up in the news today, I thought this was fascinating. I haven't written a story about it, but I think I will today on our website. It's about a guy who decided... I guess they call them influencers, right? The people that go on YouTube or wherever and they do funny stuff for the masses and then their videos go viral and it's really cool and all that stuff. Well, so this guy, and let's see if I can find his name here. Michael Polyakov from Scottsdale, Arizona, an influencer extraordinaire, right? Decided he was going to go to an island, called, what's the name of the island?
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah. I know where you're going. Okay.
Isolated island on the Bay of Bengal, which is near India. And apparently there's a tribe there that is basically been untouched, unspoiled by modern society. And it's been around for thousands of years on this little island.
Wow.
Well, Mr. Influencer Guy says, hey, I want to go meet these people. Well, okay, you don't go to an island and meet people who haven't, nobody's, last time somebody went, it was about 50 years ago, a missionary went there, not from our church, but a missionary from a church went there to try to teach them Christianity.
Oh.
And they ate him. They killed
no.
him. And he took care of him. Yeah, he did not last long. So this Michael Polyakov goes there and at some point, so he uses GPS, he's got his boat, he uses GPS, he's out in the middle of the ocean, he finds the island. He brings with him a can of Diet Coke and a coconut. I'm not sure why those were choices. And somewhere, at some point, he goes on the beach of this place, and he hasn't met the people yet, the tribe yet. He loses his nerve a little bit. He's like, you know, last time somebody met them, they killed him and ate him, and I'll tell you what. I'll just leave a can of Diet Coke and a coconut for him.
Like a peace offering.
I guess. I don't know. And I'll go get back on my boat and I'll leave. Well, here's the problem. This island falls under the law and rule of the country of India.
Mm.
And anyone going to the island is breaking a whole myriad of laws. You're not allowed to. There's a reason this tribe has not been, you know.
Domesticated.
Yeah, for lack of a better word. It's illegal to do so. They've made it very clear they don't want to modern world to join in. I don't know if you ever saw the movie. Oh, shoot. What's the name of it? It's about a tribe in Africa, kind of in a similar situation, and a guy throws a bottle out of an airplane, a Coke bottle, and the tribe elects this one member to go and return the Coke bottle to the, you know, to the civilized people.
Okay.
And the whole movie's about this guy trying to return this Coke bottle. And I wish I could remember that. Somebody should text me the name of that because my mom loved that movie. And I cannot remember the name of it.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah. It reminds me of that movie. But this Mike Polyakov got arrested in India, and he is there's a trial going on, and he's been charged with, let's see if they list all the charges.
Littering?
I don't remember. Yeah, it should be littering, should be one of them, but he's not supposed to do that. And what do you think should happen to Mr. Polyakov? What are you thinking about this guy doing what I mean, the country of India has tried very, very hard. In fact, they've even enacted laws to leave this tribe alone and let it be unspoiled.
Right.
And here's a YouTube influencer guy who decided to take it into his own hands that he was going to civilize these people.
I don't think he did it to civilize them. I think he did it for shock value. You've always got to one-up yourself when you're influencing because mm-hmm. people get mm-hmm. tired of the same old thing. So it was just trying to take it to the next level. Do I think he needs to be in jail? No. But does he need to respect the laws of the countries that he's visiting? Yes.
But if he doesn't go to jail, if he's not punished, a little slap on the wrist, he's just going to do stuff like that again, isn't he?
I don't think I would. If I got arrested in India, I think I would stay in America.
Yeah, perhaps you're right. By the way, the name of the island is North Sentinel Island, and I just found that on here. So what about him leaving the can of Coke? It was an unopened can. I think it was Diet Coke, actually, but an unopened can of Diet Coke for these natives to find. I mean, we're talking about the alteration of a society by doing something like that, don't you think?
I don't know if they'd know how to open it.
No, they probably wouldn't, but they would be like, what is the slick, shiny, metallic thing? They live on an island in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
There's no slick, shiny, metallic anything.
No, there. And they eat people, which is really disturbing, too. So I think it was a really poor idea, but I do understand wanting to get those likes and those clicks, right? It's kind of a little dopamine hit, too, to see if you can outdo yourself every time. So it was probably like the whole journey going there. And then he's like, oh, shoot, I chickened out. I've got to do something.
I had a friend of mine who was a park ranger I think it was Capitol Reef. Anyway, one of the national parks. And he said that, I said, do people die in the national parks? He goes, oh, yeah. He says, people often. He says, there have been hundreds over the years that have died. And I'm like, okay, well, what do they die from? It's, oh, you know, you got your heart attacks and you got your falls and you got your, you know, things happen, rattlesnake bites happen. Mm-hmm. And he said the number one most common thing right now in our park is people trying to take selfies, get too close to ledges.
Yes.
And fall off. I'm like, are you kidding me? Mm-mm. That's a real thing. It's absolutely a real thing. And he says, every single day I have to tell someone, hey, you know, you're too close. Back off. I mean, he said, we put these fences up. And Horseshoe Bend is the one I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. We put these fences up because it's dangerous. You will die if you fall off of that. Yeah. And he said, people, they just got to get that shot. They got to get that selfie.
They usually do get that last shot, but it's kind of a little scary looking.
It's a great shot, yeah. This is me right before I died.
Put this in my funeral.
By the way, article on Deseret News about this guy and the island. The article is called Why an American Was Arrested for Leaving Diet Coke on an Isolated Island. It is written by, where's the author? It is written by Kelsey Dallas. And at the end, Kelsey goes over a couple of influencers who have done some pretty stupid things. For instance, in 2018, Logan Paul went on YouTube and recorded himself with a dead body in Japan because he thought that would be cool. Another one, Dallas LeBeau recorded himself attempting to jump over a highway in Colorado. It did not go well. He crashed and died.
No.
Yeah, I guess he got, I don't know, people watch the video. If someone dies on a video, you're not supposed to post it up, are you?
Right.
I don't know.
No.
Other social media stars have been arrested for recording themselves vandalizing products in stores, breaking into amusement park attractions, or speeding, among other things. I think it's funny when they record themselves speeding or maybe distracted driving, which is a big push right now in Utah, and then they actually get cited for it. They're like, oh, you can't do that. Well, actually, you have video of you doing the illegal behavior, so yes, we can do that.
And you post it and advertise it.
Yeah.
Isn't that how one of those people got deported was because he was posting about how to circumvent the system and to go into unoccupied homes and take them over.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, thank you for telling us who you are and where you are. Let's come pick you up.
I appreciate that. That was very kind of you. Yeah.
Doing police work.
I've got a couple of texts here. By the way, if you, The Gods Must Be Angry was the name of the movie. Thank you, whoever sent that to me. They didn't put a name, but The Gods Must Be Angry is the name of the movie. With the premise, I guess, is that because this tribe had not participated in modern society at all and this Coke bottle fell out of the sky, I think it actually hit somebody in the head or something, but that the gods must be angry about something, and it came from the gods. So,
I see.
All right. Let's see. My dad even said, actually, three or four people, six people have corrected me. And somebody said there are two males and one female of the dire wolves, by the way. I did not know that. I've only seen pictures of two. So if there is a third one, they're not really publicizing it. So,
so there could be more.
There could be
pups.
More. Yeah, could be more for sure. Ooh, by the way, I found out this morning I am doing a baseball game on Friday, Pineview Snow Canyon, on the air. It'll be over on ESPN Radio. And I have a really a proficient person running the board for me that night.
Yes.
Her name is Melody.
Yeah, I'll be there.
So,
because I didn't have anything else to do this Friday.
Yeah, no, now Fridays are boring.
Right? No, they're so boring.
So. Okay, here's one. I think Mel is absolutely on point. The guy may be a bit of a jerk, but he'll never do anything like this again.
Yeah, I think that'll scare you straight.
I disagree. I think
you think he'll do it again? No.
If he doesn't do it again, someone else will go, okay, he went this far, I'm going to go further. Because that's the nature of influencing, of YouTube videoing, is pushing the envelope and doing dumber and dumber stuff. I mean, think about the Tide Pod Challenge, right? I mean, everybody, take this and then video yourself eating laundry soap, you know?
So dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So dumb. That's a good word for it, but... Mm-hmm. And yet, and speaking of viral videos, by the way, and in my opinion, dumb, but a lot of people disagree. Did you see the video of the guy riding his mountain bike down the Dragon Tail stairs?
No, yeah, I want to, though. Did
yeah.
I don't like it if they get hurt, though. I have to stop.
So he had a guy in front of him, and then he was wearing a GoPro, and he videoed him going down the 330 steps on a mountain bike. And I think it looked like to me they had someone at the bottom who said, Because so there's a railing in the middle and there's two sides to the stairs. I think they had someone say, hey, we got two mountain bikers coming down. Don't go on this side, because it was completely clear for them to go down.
So they were safe.
But I got to tell you, if they had crashed, they didn't, thankfully. There's no way to land and have it not be seriously painful. I don't think it would have killed them, probably, unless you hit your head wrong or neck or something. But there's the stairs, the railing, and on either side of the stairs are giant, like rocks.
Really? Like
yeah.
boulders?
Like, not, no, I guess giant isn't the right, large rocks. Mm-hmm. Like
2 to 4 inches.
Yeah, yeah. Jagged, kind of lava-type big rocks. And if they were to crash, man, that would have been ugly.
That would have hurt.
So kudos to, I think Tyler James is the name the guy that had the GoPro on. Kudos to him for doing it. I have a feeling like I was saying about the influencers, this is going to maybe spur more people to do this kind of thing.
I think it's going to spur a rule that says no bikes allowed
there,
on the
there
stairs.
Might be, yeah, there might be a new sign up. No pets, no bikes or something.
Skateboards.
I have not seen skateboards too, because there's a lot of railing and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen a sign that says no pets, but somebody asked about that, and I've never seen people take their pets on the walks. So maybe not. I don't know. But that video was definitely trippy, and kudos to the guys for getting it done. You're right, though, Mello. There's probably going to be a rule soon that says no bikes on Dragon's Tail.
Right. They didn't think they needed that, but you never know.
There was a sign already? Oh, there is now. McCray just walked in. McCray, was that sign there when those guys made that video, do you think?
It may have been there. I just know that they posted something yesterday.
Okay.
That
okay.
says no skateboarding, bicycle riding, rollerblading, scooter riding, or hoverboarding.
Okay.
And also, please keep dogs on a leash.
Mm.
Oh, so you can't have your dog if it's on a leash.
And I don't know if that was there before. I know that they've tried to make it known to it's only for walking, but I did see the video the other day of the
everybody saw that video
people going down it on the bike. So
yeah.
I if it wasn't there before, it is now, but it's definitely there.
Yeah, all right,
so don't try it.
I would. McCray and Mello, would you guys do that? Would you go down that on a bike?
No
I wouldn't either.
Not a chance.
No. I don't do super well on I like mountain biking, but historically two wheels, it doesn't really work that well for me when it's risky like that.
You would like three or four wheels at least.
Right? Yeah, I like four wheels.
Okay. Let's do a weather break. McCray is here. We're going to talk with him about a couple of his latest videos when we come back here on the Andy Griffin Show.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Andy Griffin Show. Thanks so much for all your feedback. The Gods Must Be Crazy was a movie I was trying to think of, and thank you for giving me the answer. And how about 3 to 6 months in jail, Melo? That might remind people to take the law seriously. I think they're referring to the island thing and not the bicycle.
Oh,
thing.
Good. I was like, wow. Yeah,
the guy on the deserted island or the native island, whatever. Mm-hmm. Thing. So, McCray Hepler is here with me. McCray, freshly with a haircut, looking good. My
Thank
friend.
You.
Yeah, looking
Thank
good.
Thank you.
McCray had kind of an Elvis thing almost going on, and it was really.
I don't
cool.
want to.
You have
I don't
cool
want
hair.
To talk about.
You
it.
Have cool hair.
I don't
man.
Know what happened during that era. I was looking. We were looking at videos, pictures, and stuff the other day, and me and my wife were like, "What was I thinking?" I don't know why it had to go that tall and that very, very weird. It's funny because up until I met her in 2015, well, in high school, I kind of had a few different haircuts, and I let my hair grow out my senior year, and then when I went away from the hair grown out completely, I just started buzzing my head. And I buzzed my head all the way through until I was 25 when I met her. And she was like, "Your hair's so thick and like you should try and do something with it." And I'm like, "I don't know what I would do." Yeah. It's just easy buzz.
Can't part it. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Like, yeah. I've just never really done my hair, you know, since I was like a little kid. And so then she's like, "Just try this." So then started trying it, and I was like, "Oh, I like this." And then it just kind of kept, for some reason, growing higher.
Bigger.
And then one day she was like, "You should probably maybe like change it up and maybe like shorten it just a little bit." And ever since then, now I think I've got it where I like it. Oh, but yeah,
you look great.
It's been a journey.
You look great.
At least you have enough hair you can do something cool with.
That's
you
true.
Ought to be grateful. That's great.
That is true.
We both, you and I, have friends who don't have much hair left.
Yep.
So we're glad we have nice, thick manes. Mine's receding,
that's right.
But not much. So, McCray does these series of videos. So cool. What do you call them? Do they have a name?
What's Happening in Southern Utah?
What's Happening in Southern Utah. And if you haven't seen the videos, first of all, I find them. I go on Facebook and just search McCray Hepler, and they're all on his page.
Yeah.
But you can go to YouTube. You have a YouTube channel.
YouTube,
right?
Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Yeah. Subscribe.
All just under my name.
Yeah. You can just subscribe, and then when a new one drops, as the young people say, when a new one drops, like today, I guess there's a new one out today, correct?
Yes.
I have not watched the new one. I watched the two previous two, one on Exit 16 and one on Sunset here behind
Boulevard.
Us. And I thought, well, let's talk about those. We'll not go into the new one because we'll talk about it the next time you're on. But the new one that dropped today was about what?
It was about Exits 5 and 6.
Oh, okay.
Which, now that I'm here on Wednesdays, I don't know if we want to
maybe we'll
discuss.
Because
by the time I'm in here again, that's a month away.
That's true.
And then
that's
it's kind true. Of old news because we've got Strap Tank that opened. And then we've got a couple other stores that have opened. A couple announcements in the Kmart Center. So maybe maybe after today, maybe we just...
Well,
we can talk about
sneak preview it a little bit.
Yeah, we'll
right
sneak
now,
preview
right?
a little bit. Yeah,
are there new announcements in the old Kmart Center, which is now what, St. George Place or
St. George Place?
Yeah.
Yes.
Anything we would be like? Whoa.
So there's a couple new ones other than Hobby Lobby and REI, which everybody's
they're
heard
big,
about.
Yeah.
The other new one is Books a Million.
Yay.
Which is a nationwide bookstore that I've heard is really popular.
Okay. Okay. Like Fox Books from You've Got Mail.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
I have, but it's been a long time.
Oh man, that is one of those guilty pleasures for me that I've watched it 20 times and I just love it. Anyway, yeah, yep. Discount books basically. Books that
And then Five Below and Ross, which we already have.
A Five Below closer. That's kind of cool. And these
are location. In addition, right? They're not closing the old stores. They're just
my understanding is they're new store. Their new store is not closing the others.
Oh, very cool.
So now that I think that'll probably, this is just my guess, that probably rounds out the like bigger store anchors. Mm-hmm. So hopefully now we start to get some of the smaller stuff, maybe some of the restaurants. I'm starting to hear a couple rumors of things, but nothing concrete yet for the restaurants. But
I thought it was funny on April Fool's Day. I knew this was going to happen. There was probably 20 people posted about Trader Joe's coming to St. George. And I knew I was actually... Before they came out, I'm like, just, I said, watch, honey, there's going to be people are April 1st. There's going to be so many Trader Joe's announcements today. And yes, there were. No, it's not confirmed. There is no Trader Joe's yet in St. George. And,
not yet.
We hope. We've got our fingers crossed. Hopefully someday. But
I think it'll happen.
I do too. I do too. All right. So let's go over to Sunset right now and talk about Sunset. It felt like, gosh, I remember I lived over on Sunset when we first moved to Southern Utah, just off of Sunset, and I thought, it's pretty full already. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I was wrong. It's not full. It's not even close to full. Even now, it's not full. Mm-hmm. So tell us
about Sunset. There's still, I mean, there's still openings. There's still openings in Sunset Corner. There's still space, you know, land available in there that I think could have some really cool stuff going. But talking about Sunset Corner, right here on the corner of Sunset and Bluff, where the Sunset Stadium 8 is, we got Crave Cookies that just opened.
Okay.
That I know a lot of people are like, oh, another cookie store, another soda shop. This one does have a drive-thru, which is different. And I've heard the cookies are great.
Yeah.
And then Jamba Juice is right next door to it.
Okay, the closest Jamba Juice is over there on River Road.
So. Yes, so this is their second location. West side, this is Crave's first location here in St. George. And then Toastique is under new management. It's been here a while, but new ownership took over that one. And then it's been a few months, but the Stadium 8 renovation happened, and it's all 100% luxury, which I've been there, and it's sweet.
Tell people what that means.
Just all luxury seating, which means the reclining chairs. It's the entire the whole movie theater. Is luxury.
And they also warm up, too. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh, no, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, you can hit the button and it turns red, and then your seat is warm.
Oh, nice.
Well, if you think about modern...
People do get cold in movie theaters.
Yeah. Yes. You think about modern society and what we've become and how we watch movies, I would say 92% of the movies I've watched in the last 10 years have been at home.
Yeah.
In my own chair, my recliner that it doesn't warm up, but, you know, I'm comfortable. It has a cup holder and everything. And so I applaud, you know, the Sunset Theater there for going, all right, well, if we're going to compete, we've got to make people feel like they're at home, only comfy with a really big screen.
I know. And there's a little tray, too, so you can put, like, all your treats on top and then a cup holder. I love those. That's where I go.
I have heard there are theaters, I don't think Sunset does this yet, but they actually have waiters that come in, like, at key points and take your order. And
they do.
Food.
Yeah, that's what the new ones, the new Larry H. Miller, new Megaplexes are both going to be that.
Wow.
With dining in the movie theaters.
Unbelievable. I guess we're getting spoiled, McCray.
I guess so. So, that's that. Then Phoenix Plaza, which is just across the street there. A couple new stores in there. There's a Red Mountain Bricks, which is an authorized Lego dealer, which I know is a big deal.
Before you said the Lego part, I was like, Bricks? Wait, what? Another, what? And then you're like, Lego. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Yep.
A lot of people are really into Legos.
Yes, a lot of people are into Legos. And so the authorized Lego dealer, which is a first here in St. George, so that's cool. And then next to it is a new foot spa, Lily Foot Spa. And then two down from that is the Pho 101.
Yeah.
Which has been there a while, but it's a new name, new branding. It used to be Ansaya, I think is how you pronounce that, Vietnamese. And then down from there, CP Plaza has a couple new, that's where the China Palace opened up back in November. And then since then, they've had Rosie Nail Spa opened. Donutsville, which is over in Washington, is set to, I think there should be open anytime.
Another Donutsville. Like
another Donutsville going in there. And then the other one that just recently opened last week was the Holistic Sanctuary. Sanctuary Holistic Wellness, which is I actually experienced it myself. Without giving too much information, they have colonic beds where you do like a colonic experience, and then they have this Spectra bed. They've got a couple of different things, but it basically cleanses that rid your body of pretty wild stuff that's in our bodies.
Toxins,
anyway, they just opened, and then The other two that are signed in there are Nomad Interiors, which is a high-end furniture store, and Jade's Cafe. They're sister companies owned by the same people. And still working on construction on that one. Jade's Cafe is from Heber. And so that one, those should be in pretty soon, too.
One quick thing. Over on the Phoenix Plaza, there's also a store that I've just started going to. I think it's called Golden Orient.
Yes.
And that's a little place where you can go and get Chinese baking things.
Yes.
I don't know how to explain that better. Grocery store.
Like ingredients and stuff?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you don't have to go all the way over to River Road now if you live on the other side of town.
And what's it called?
Yeah, Golden Oriental Market, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That one opened up last year. Yeah, that one's, I've heard really good things.
Yeah, but I hadn't ever seen it before, and I just saw it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that was here.
I want to ask McCray about something. A little footnote, as I'm watching your video today, you were mentioning, I think, is it Lily Foot Spa?
Yes.
You said, oh, I love foot spas.
Now, I do.
What does that mean, McCray? You're a dude. You're a macho guy. I mean, look at the guns and everything. And you go and have your feet done.
As a macho dude yourself, have you ever had your feet rubbed?
Amazing.
I mean, well, it is
by my wife.
Incredible.
Really?
Really? Yes.
All right. I'm not condemning you. I'm just saying, I guess it's in modern times, we need to accept that kind of thing is okay, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All it's a... Right. And it's actually part of it's reflexology. Part of the treatment is also massage, like in the shoulders and neck and whatnot. Yeah. But the feet, I mean, getting your feet rubbed is an incredible experience.
And they soak them first, so they're not like touching dirty toes.
Right, right.
Yeah, they soak.
No, I understand that.
It's basically like, I mean, I've also had pedicures before, not a full pedicure,
right.
But
they're not painting
my nails.
My husband lets them paint his nails.
But but when you go in, my feet are starting to. They're starting to talk to me right now, like they need a little bath, you know, a little massage.
The thing that the where I come from is like when you're a young athlete and you were an athlete, probably still are. You look athletic, but
I try.
Your feet get kind of beat up as an athlete.
They do
get stomped on and crushed and squished and all that stuff. And so my feet got to the point they were so beat up. I'm like kind of a little bit. I don't want anybody seeing those beat up feet of mine, you know, so maybe I need to get over that. I don't know. Lily Foot Spa, huh?
Yep.
All right. We'll now, anything else on Sunset before we take a break and then talk about Exit 16?
Let's see. Well, and then Sunset, the other ones, Mountain America Credit Union is going in where the Sunset Bowling was. And then Discount Tire opened right next to the AutoZone. And then the last one was Kingdom Barbers that is down in Dixie Sunset Plaza.
Do you anticipate there ever being a big box store besides Home Depot on that side?
They need it. They 100% need it because that would help. Everybody over there goes over to River Road for...
Right.
Other than you got two groceries out there, but if you're talking about like a Target or something that's just... a little more than a grocery store. Mm-hmm. I think a Target on that side of town makes a lot of sense and would keep all those people that are going over to River Road, they would keep them on the west side of town.
Traffic,
right?
Wouldn't it?
I thought that's what would go in where the Discount Tire, the AutoZone.
Right.
And I think there's still room that it could. I think right there makes a lot of sense. I don't know where else out there would make sense unless you go further into Santa Clara, but I think that... I think something's needed on that side of town for sure.
My sister lives over there, and they used to always go, and they still do go to Costco over off of a river or telegraph, but they actually have started patronizing the Bloomington Walmart. Because to them, you know, hop on Bluff and go right, boom, boom, you know, go right down there. It may be a little bit further, but they just feel like it's less traffic. It's actually easier to get to Bloomington sometimes than it is to try to navigate through the boulevard.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And all that.
Going down Dixie Drive and hopping on the freeway right there.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go to break, I did want to ask you, Duck Donuts open. Have you been there yet?
Yes, I have, and I went, and it's really good. They're cake donuts that are very similar to, they're not, They're similar to sidecar donuts. If you've had those down in Southern California, that's my favorite donut on earth. Farmstead actually also does some cake donuts as well, similar to that as well, that are also really good. So if you like that style of donut, they actually make them hot. Make them right there, and you walk out with some warm,
That's pretty cool.
Donuts, they are really good.
I don't know if you knew this about me. My grandpa owned 5 bakeries when I was a little kid.
Okay.
And I grew up in bakeries, and that's one of the problems. The reason I have a problem with pastries, I love them so much. But I was used to getting warm donuts when I was a kid, and I thought that's the way they should always be served. And so to hear that they'll serve you warm donuts, that's pretty cool. Now, is this the kind of place you can go in and say, and design your donut, say, hey, I want this, this, and this on it?
Well, they just have, like, probably 40 different types just looking at the paper. There might be more. Okay. I don't know if you can customize your own, but you can definitely, there's a ton of different options. They also have some like breakfast sandwiches, I heard, that are donut. I don't know for sure. Some shakes. It's like a donut shake, the ice cream.
You're killing me, man.
Yeah, I know.
You are killing me.
I know.
I'm going to need to go to the foot spa and have them work all the fat on the top of my foot. All right, we got a commercial break coming up. McCray Hepler here telling us about what's happening in St. George. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Andy, and it is my pleasure every month to have McCray Hepler come in and hang out with me and talk about what's happening in St. George. He is a guy that really does keep an eye on all the latest stuff. In fact, I was going to ask you, McCray, do you ever have, except for with your buddies, right, or whatever, or your wife, maybe family, do you ever have like a normal conversation, or are most of your conversations, hey, McCray, what's going on here? What's happening over there?
I do have a lot of normal conversations.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
However, there a lot of times there that it ends up in the conversation too, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially if it's people that I haven't seen for a while, and they're like, "Oh, like I see you online. It's been like 3 years since I've seen you, but like I swear I feel like I see you every week because I do online."
Yeah,
and then we end up talking about it in some fashion.
Yeah, that's true. It happens. It's okay. It's part of being. Well, you are a local celebrity now, whether you like it or not. You are.
I don't like the word, but
McCray
it
runs
is what it is.
Eagle Gate Title, which is a very non-celebrity type business, right? I mean, that's theoretically your face isn't really out there with your title company. So
right.
this other thing that you do is kind of opposite of what you do during your day job.
Yeah, they go hand in hand. But yes, it's I don't talk a lot about my own business other than there are times where I do, and actually this year is our 10-year anniversary.
Hey, congratulations.
So it's in August, and I've thought about doing a little mini video series just on our 10 years as a company. But yeah, the video content that I create, most people don't, you know, they're not too excited about what a title company is doing. But I get to meet so many people in real estate that end up, you know, we end up working together or getting to know each other through that, and it's beneficial. So it's fun. I really enjoy it. It's just fun to stay up on, and it's something that really is exciting for people. Mm-hmm. So,
by the way, I got a text. Can you ask Hep? Is that your nickname, Hep? Then
it's my dad's nickname.
Oh, okay.
So,
can you ask Hep?
He will. He holds on to that. He still says that this is his island because he was in the school district here for 35 years, and that's how. Honestly, I know people a lot because of my dad. Both my mom and my dad. My mom's been in real estate for 37, 38 years. My dad was my teacher and coach for 35, 36 years. Anyway, so he's Hep.
Okay. Well, can you ask McCray that? When Mountain America is starting their project?
I don't know, but I know they've torn it down. I think they're going through the city, but I don't know exact time frame on when they'll start. I also don't know if it's just Mountain America or it's a pretty big pad. I don't know if there will be anything else with it, but
okay.
I'll post about it once I do know, though, because that one gets asked a lot.
Okay, we got about 5 minutes left. Let's talk about Exit 16 just real quick. I know that was a couple of weeks ago for you as far as it getting that published, but it's... You know, I used to live in Washington City. I also lived in Hurricane. In fact, when I lived in Hurricane, we went right through where, you know, the Exit 16 area is every single day almost. And it seemed like that not a lot, since Coral Canyon was built at least, not a lot has really happened over there commercial-wise.
Right.
It seems like for a decade or two, but now stuff is happening.
Yeah. Yeah, so the one cool thing there, the Harley-Davidson that's been there for a long time, was kind of a sister company, or in some way, I think it was either Salt Lake or Vegas that they were kind of tied to. And so up until recently, they really depended on inventory and really everything. They had to depend on these other bigger stores. Right. They weren't their own standalone store. And so they recently branched off and made it their own standalone store.
Wow.
Totally revamped the shop. It's brand, I mean, basically everything brand new. Looks super nice. They're really excited. And now they're able to control their own inventory, bring in more inventory. They've got bikes in there that are up to like 150 grand. Mm. And they actually, I think, had sold one right around the time that I was in there. And anyway, so that's really cool. And then right in Coral Canyon as well, there's actually a really cool temple. It's a St. George Orthodox Church, and it's like a big campus that is like a big church temple that'll have like a community center and a gathering center, and really, really cool. It's one of only a couple in the world that are really? That are like this. And so that one, actually, they just had their groundbreaking ceremony, and that one will get started here, or it may have already started here in the last 2 weeks. And then from there, on the that's on the Washington side, as far as well as one more down on the corner, a kitty corner from like where the Blimpy gas station is, right on the corner of SR9 and Telegraph.
Yeah,
there's a Fairfield Marriott slated to go in there with some retail pads, as well as an RV park and a gas station.
So that corner is going to get busier.
It will. Yeah, and I know SR9 in general is a very hot topic right now because there's a lot of traffic on that entire road heading into Hurricane. Mm. I know there's some offshoots, SR7 and a couple other things that are in the works, but that's on that side of the SR9, which is Washington.
And we're still in Washington City at that point.
Yeah,
but SR9 is a cutoff from there east. It's Hurricane.
Yes, I believe so. At least yes, going for sure
toward Purgatory.
Toward Purgatory, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Then hopping over on the other side, back to the exit where. Like the gas station is on the Hurricane side, the big land. That's really that big piece of land is really what's remaining for the exit 16 as far as like what can really be big and go there. And so far they just had the signs go up for Rush Funplex, which is what was going to go into Desert Color prior to Megaplex going in there. It's like go-karts and basically like a Fiesta Fun arcade, bunch of different games for kids. So the signs are up on that one. I've heard that they're going to be starting construction here anytime. So that'll be big. And then there's a couple other pieces there that they're working on, but nothing confirmed just yet. And then if you go down that, heading right along the I-15 towards like the Walmart distribution center, right up in there, they've got Wasatch Trailers that just is under construction on their brand new dealership where they'll have different trailers for sale. And then if you go up and around to the Gateway Industrial area, which is right around the Washington or the Walmart distribution center, that's where the rest of the video was, where you've got Sunrock they've got a brand new big plant out there. Mr. Sparky's Electrical Services just opened up out there. You've got Sport Court of Southern Utah that just opened up at the end of the year out there. And then down at the very end, as you're going down I-15, before you get to Harrisburg, where you can see Quail Lake off to the right, there's a big old building out there. It's called Paragon Business Park, and they've got like space for like 35 different companies to go in there. That's like flex space.
Oh,
so it's a little bit of industrial, a little bit of office type of, I've heard it's filling up really fast. And, so a lot of just industrial type stuff going on out there, which is, you know, whether it's manufacturing or whatever it is in building services, you know, like Sunrock and some of these others that are just part of the building community. That's a really, really important spot, for economic activity right in that area, right around Washington or right around the Walmart distribution center.
Only got a minute left, but I did want to ask you, do you ever sometimes sit back and go, is this even the same place that I went to high school in?
You know, what's so funny is yes, and I'm not just saying this, I'm dead serious. I grew up on this mountain. I grew up just on the other side of where we're sitting and my parents are still there. This place still feels like the exact same St. George as when I was 15 years old. I know it's grown. I know there's more people. I know there's more restaurants and more things to do. But for some reason, it's still just the same St. George to me.
That's nice.
And I love that.
That's nice, right? Yeah. That's why it's okay to be pro-growth if we can retain some of that heart of Dixie.
Yes, and I think we have. Truly, there's going to be people that disagree. I truly believe that we've kept that small town charm. Mm-hmm. If you grew up here and you, like, I still run into people everywhere I go. There's still, like, all the small town things, they're still here. Mm-hmm. Even though we've grown, and I love it.
All right, McCray Hepler, he's a stud.
And part of that video, Strap Tank Brewery, that I know has been a hyped up, popular one on its way. It did open up last week by the Dixie Center.
Very cool. Thank you, McCray. Thanks, Mello.
Thank you.